Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the local honeys. This is Red Barn Radio.
Take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny south, take me home. Where the mockingbirds sing me to sleep every night. Oh, why did I ever choose to roam? Take me back, let me see what is left that I know. Could it be that the old house is gone? Friends and my family indeed must be few, and I must face death all alone. Take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To the sweet sunny south, take me home. Where the mockingbirds sing me to sleep every night. Oh, why did I ever choose to roam? I think of regret of the dear home I left. Shelter me there. Oh, the friendly and friends in indeed must be few. Oh, Kentucky, again I do sigh. Take me back, let me see where my little ones do sleep, where my poor daddy lies buried by, or the graves of my loved ones I long for to weep and rest there among them when I die. We sang this in Dingle for a man that we met. I fell in love with another man. His name is Michael Herlihy, and he is about 69, but he looked about 97. And he only ate cigarettes and hot whiskeys. That's all he ate. He was thriving, to say the least, but he was this amazing accordion player like you've never seen. And it made me want to play the accordion. And that sentence never came out of my mouth ever in my life until I met him. We were staying in Dingle, and we found this little bed and breakfast, and we were just staying there because we were like, let's treat ourselves, because we don't treat ourselves enough, do we? Going to live in another country for another few months. So we decided to stay at this little bed and breakfast, and then we looked up where there was a show going on in Dingle. We found this place called Chopa Chez Pil, I believe. We found this music shop, and apparently there's concerts there every week. So we get there, and I was getting real hungry. And Montana knows that I can be a force upon this nature and this world when I do not eat. So I was aggravated, and I see this number on the door, and we both had these obnoxious pink cell phones that we bought in Ireland, and I called this man that I didn't know. He said, "Hello, is there a concert on tonight?" I was like, told him, you know, who I was. I'm like, "I'm from Kentucky. My name's Linda Jean. My friend Montana's with me. She plays banjo." And he's like, "Come play this gig with me tonight." And he said, "There's no show. There's no... You come to the Mighty Session. Do you know where it is?" I said, "No." He said, "Find it and be there." So I was like, "Okay." And like, I hung up the phone with him, and he just sounded real ornery. That's my favorite kind. It's just ornery old man. I hung up the phone, and I said, "Montana, we're going to get along so well with this old man. We're waltzing around, and we're hungry, so I got to stop and get something to eat." So we stop in this little fish and chips place. We have some fish and chips, and we're getting ready to leave, and we pick up our instruments. These guys hadn't noticed us until we picked up our instruments. And they're like, "Oh, wait, stop, stop. Will you play for us?" And we're like, "Well, we're kind of like looking for a gig." And they're like, "No, like have a pint. Like we'll buy a pint. Like it's fun. Just play a tune for us. Actually, will you play a tune for my buddy? Like our buddy would really love it if you played this tune for us." We go with these three wild men down the street to this place called Dickie Mac's. We walk in there, 30-some wild Irishmen, stag party. And they put us in this room and like basically lock the door, and they're rowdy, and we're just playing tunes for them, and they're singing and dancing. And we played for them for like an hour. Then as we were leaving, they said, "Okay, empty your pockets." And everybody emptied their pockets and gave us all the money they had. And we walked off about $70 from these guys. And
it's our first paid gig in Ireland.
Shh. We did that, and then we walk down the street, and we find this place called the Mighty Session, and we walk in, and we see this old man sitting there playing accordion, just mean looking. We'd just been through that experience, so we're like, "Let's just get a drink," and he's like, "Come, come." So we have to sit down. I'm in the middle of a bouzouki player, and Bat, then there's Michael, and then Montana on the end, and he just made us play all these songs with him we've never heard or ever played in our life, and it was one of the funnest nights of our life.
And so we had like all these women that would do Irish set dancing, which was pretty amazing. We got to experience that there. We had so many great experiences. But then Michael let us play at his music shop the following day when the concert was actually supposed to happen. And apparently, the day that we met him, he had just laid his sister in the grave. He had so many emotions going through him, but he was really happy to meet somebody that really had a strong affinity for music and their culture. And so he invited us to stay with him. We didn't want to put him out, but then finally we're like, you know what, let's do it. So we stayed with him for like 3 or 4 days. We played this at his music shop after his sister had died.
If you have friends in glory land who left because of pain, thank God up there they'll die no more. They'll suffer not again. Well, weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore. The lame will walk in glory land. The blind up there will see. The deaf in glory land will hear. The dumb will talk to me. The doctor will not have to call. The undertaker, no, there'll be no pain up there to bear. Just walk the streets of gold. We'll need not sun in glory land. The moon and stars won't shine, for Christ himself is light up there. He reigns with love divine. Well, weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore.
That was a beautiful song. So what was his response to it? It was really kind of a touching moment for him.
The first time we played it for him was actually, we were just sitting around sharing tunes, and they were trying to teach us a bit of the Irish language, because both of the men that we met that night were teachers of the Irish language, which is the most complicated thing I've ever seen or heard in my life. Obviously, somebody has been to Ireland, and they've seen the signs there. We played that for him, and he got quiet for a while, and he told us a lot about his sister, which was great. He said, you know, his sister's name was Rose, and she was the life of the party, and she was the oldest of the siblings. And so that was nice. He didn't have to say much. He was very appreciative of it, and he told us and shared us the stories of how much she would like that song. And she would like your fast ones, too. Now play a fast one. Don't play another sad one. Play a fast one. So.
Then he made us a hot whiskey.
Yeah.
Well, come on down the mountain, Cain and Ailey. Come on down the mountain, Katie-doo. Can't you hear us calling Katie Daly? We want to taste the good old Mountain Dew.
With her old man, she came from Tipperary. Pioneer, and there's a 42. Her old man was shot in Tombstone City.
We're the making of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling Katie Daly? We want to taste a good old Mountain Dew.
Well, daily. I'm the judge that's gonna sentence you. All the boys in court have drunk your whiskey. Tell the truth, I like a little too. Well, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Do. Can't you hear us calling Katie Daly? We wanna taste a cold Mountain Dew. Daily, and pretty soon the gates was open wide. Angels came for poor old Kate Daly, took her far across a great divide. Well, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Do. Can't you hear us calling Katie Daly? We want to taste a good Mountain Dew. Well, come on down the mountain. Come on down the mountain, Katie Do. Can't you hear us calling Katie Daly? We want to taste a cold Mountain Dew.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with the Local Honeys on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
How did you get the name The Local Honeys? I know here in the studio audience, we've got these jars that are in unison trying to tempt us into opening one.
My friend Stephanie Jeter and I started this group, and we were sitting at Willie's one evening, and we're like, what should we call ourselves? And she was like, The Local Honeys. And I was like, yeah, that's it. She's like, really, you think that's good? And I was like, that's fantastic. That is the best band name ever. Even Sir William Parsons has said that that's the best band name ever. I really hold that to a high standard. I think that is one of the greatest, most clever band names. So as soon as we, you know, got back from Ireland, Stephanie's involved in five bands, and it's really not feasible for her to travel with us all the time because she's a physical therapist and she's got her hands dipped in so many things. She's a master pie baker now. I mean, she won 5 blue ribbons and she entered 6 pies at the Appalachian Fair this year. She's our own little honey pie, and we love her and we try to play as much as we can with her, but she's got her fingers dipped in pies or something else constantly, so it's really hard to get together with her, but she's an amazing friend, and we hope that we'll be playing some more music really soon with her.
The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. This summer the people are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows are in blue, while the birds make all the day. The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by hard times comes a knocking at the door. My old Kentucky home, good night. Weep no more, my lady. Oh,
I'd like to thank our guests, Montana and Linda Jean, the Local Honeys, for being with us tonight here on Red Barn Radio. We also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our live studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Once again, let's hear it for the Local Honeys.
Shark too. My baby left me for the banjo playing blues. train like every girl from town. This house she sent when the train rolled on.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Montana Hobbs and Linda Jean Stokely, the Local Honeys, and their guests, Jesse Wells and Sam Gleaves, for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.